Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. The beloved children's show, Bluey. Have you heard of it? The show follows the adventures of a blue heeler puppy named Bluey, who lives with her mom, dad, and sister. Well, Bluey recently had a special episode that threw some fans for a loop. Parents and other fans of Bluey, if you know, you know, as the saying goes. So now, if you have kids who are fans, there's probably no way you haven't seen this episode yet. But heads up, everyone else, if you haven't, spoiler alerts are incoming. In the episode called The Sign, the Heeler family has decided to move away from their home in Brisbane, Australia, to a new unnamed city where Dad got a better paying job. Bluey is distraught. She seeks comfort from her teacher, Calypso, and tries to stop the house from being sold by removing the for sale sign in the front yard. Okay, here's the spoiler. I'm going to give you 3 seconds to turn your radios off if you don't want to hear it. 3, 2, 1. It's the ending that upset so many people. At the last minute, the family, the dad, decides to forego the new job, the better paying job, that he told Bluey would give her a better life, and stay. Did you watch it? Did you think it sent a positive message to your children? Or that they have too much power to tell the parents, I don't want to, and the parents listen? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Bluey watchers, first of all, you can call and say why you love Bluey. I know this is one of those kid shows that even some adults without kids have taken to watching. That's how beloved and kind of multi-generational appeal it has. And Vulture writes, this is electrifying, ecstatic news for Bluey about that plot development. It is also a bizarre choice for a children's show that has until this point prioritized empathy and acceptance toward normal life events that caused real anxiety and turmoil for young kids. Whoa, to that ding on the Bluey episode, that burn. So listeners, we'll invite you now for the last 10 minutes of the show to talk about the controversial episode and whether you thought it missed the mark or held some important life lessons. Did you have to interpret it for your own little kids? 212-433-WNYC, Bluey Watchers, 212-433-9692. Rena in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rena.
Oh, hi, Brian. I'm a live-in grandparent of twin girls. And Bluey has been such an important program. It's a little less now that they're a little older, but it's like kids can do so many things that are acceptable and be silly and make a mess, but it's okay. You know, the parents are just so accepting. This last one we all watched, the parents, we watched that last episode. And it's about moving, but it's also about making decisions between the husband and the wife. And it's very clear with the other couple that it's like, okay, the father has a better job and we are moving for a so-called better life. And for us, my husband and I, when we were living in Manhattan and we needed to move, do we move to the suburbs or do we stay in the city where we in New York, where we feel that that is more important than being so-called away from so-called trouble?
Rena, thank you very much and for posing it that way. Pat in Harlem, a parent. Pat, did you watch the episode?
I did, and similar to that caller, I had a similar reaction. Like, my daughter was just like, yay, you know, they're not moving. But I think it's common for many parents, a decision they have to make. We're wondering how long we should stay because we love our child's school and we'd love for her to graduate from there. She's just in the first grade. But as New York becomes more unaffordable, we're probably going to have to end up moving soon.
And
it's
so
like a
year
by year decision for us.
Did you process that ending with your own child or children?
I was crying, but she did not cry. She was looking at me like, why are you crying? Yeah, and there were a lot of other things that happened. You know, like the sister was pregnant, and then there are lots of other things that happened in there. It felt like they were tying up all the loose ends, and that this was the final episode. So I was also crying for that reason.
Pat, thank you very much. Kate in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you had a big family party to watch? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. No, and my kids talked about the 28-minute Bluey for like a month. And so it
right,
was
and I didn't mention that part. Most of the episodes were very short, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, and this was the big finale, right? Like a 28 or something minute.
28 minutes,
yeah,
yes.
Final episode, big deal for that show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope it's not the final, absolutely. But my son was quite upset that they didn't end up moving.
Huh.
My daughter was very relieved. And we kind of talked about that, but then we did a deeper analysis as a family, because there is an episode like three episodes before where the dad is quietly upset about something. They're on vacation and you never understand what he's thinking about or what he's upset about. And the mom just tries to keep snapping him out of that. And so then we've all decided that he was thinking about taking this new job. So there are always these like through lines or deeper ways of understanding, you know, when you watch each episode like 30 times, like my husband does, there's always something to pick apart. And, I mean, which is one of the many reasons that my family absolutely loves it. So when they turn on anything else, I'm like, can't we just watch Blue?
Yeah. Here's a story from a listener who texted like, this actually happened to their family. Listener writes, my father was offered a major promotion that involved a move when I was a child. We had a family meeting about it, and we children did not want to leave our friends and local family. My father turned down the promotion, and at 40, I still question whether that was in everyone's best interest. So that's interesting. But to your eye, Kate, what about this text? Listener writes, did Bluey's dad really decide not to move? He only took away the sign. And that's true. That's how it ends. He takes away the for sale sign from the house. Listener says, that doesn't mean they won't sell. Did you see that ambiguity in the ending?
Well, that's what I was going to say, because they go back into the house. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's another twist to it. And it wouldn't be shocking in this show if there was.
Kate, thank you. Thank you very much. Nadia in Northern New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Nadia.
Yes. Hi. Sorry. I need to park somewhere. I loved how they spoke about topics that might be a little bit too grown up for kids, but I think topics like these need to be discussed with kids because they might face things like what moving and a parent getting a new job, and how change is a good thing to happen too, and not a bad thing. Not everything in life will be, you know, peaceful and a straight line that, you know, things will happen. I love that they touched on a subject like that because Bluey is very happy-go-lucky and it sends a positive message to kids, but I think topics that discussed for parents was very much a good thing in the episode. I am also a children's book author, so I touch on that subject. My third book that I'm working on is about discussing the topic of, let's say, a parent losing their job. A lot of kids are having that happen to them, that their parents are losing their jobs. That of itself is a change. So I'm really glad the producers and writers of Bluey are touching on subjects that, you know, can
are challenging
spark
in those ways. Yeah. Nadia, you have to leave it there because we're out of time. And we are out of time for The Brian Lehrer Show for this week. Produced by Mary Croak, Lisa Allison, Amina Cerna, Carl Boisrond, and Esperanza Rosenbaum. Zach Goddard-Cohen edits our National Politics podcast. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay tuned for all of it.